looking forward to this holiday weekend.
I know.
It's a wonderful day to celebrate and be with your family, celebrate United States. And as you said, David, have something really wonderful to eat.
Yeah.
So let's do just a little bit of a test here, though, before your celebration for getting a gold star can be, talking about what you're going to eat.
Sure.
What do we celebrate on July 4th? What happened on that day that made us celebrate today as the holiday?
That would be Independence Day.
It's Independence Day.
We celebrate our independence.
And that's when we declared we are our own country,
right,
and did it. Well, here's what's interesting. The Declaration of Independence, the actual declaration, which you can actually see in the Hall of Documents in Washington, D.C., it was not signed on July 4th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's actually the day it was formally adopted by the Continental Congress, but it wasn't completely signed by most of the signatories until August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
And in fact, John Adams, he believed that American Independence Day should have been celebrated on July 2nd.
Mm.
Because that's the actual day that the Congress voted for independence.
Okay.
And then it was adopted on the 4th, and then by the end of August, they had all signed it. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
We don't have one specific day. And of course, we recognize back in 1776, it was not an easy thing to call people, send an email, fax it over and back, got an electronic signature like we can do today. So in fact, John Adams, he was so annoyed by it, he wouldn't go to invitations apparently for 4th of July celebrations because he said, that was on the 2nd.
That's right. I'm not going.
This is something else interesting about July 4th. In American history, there have been 3 presidents who have actually died on July 4th.
Really?
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson.
All right.
John Adams and James Monroe.
Interesting.
And in fact, let me see my little sheet of paper here. It's one president was actually born on the 4th of July. Let's see here. Let me look this up. Coolidge? I'll look that up. But
Silent Cal?
Calvin Coolidge. President Coolidge was born on July 4th, 1874.
All right.
So you're going to do a little bit of eating.
Oh, yeah.
You know that typically Americans, you know what they go for on 4th of July?
Well, I'm going with a hot dog.
A hot dog,
yeah.
Right? I love a hot dog. Practically burned to a crisp. Guess how many? Any idea how many hot dogs people are going to eat on the 4th of July?
Oh, gosh. Millions.
Millions is right.
Yeah.
In fact, about 150 million hot dogs. So I love these facts, how people decide how
right.
this works. So you know how long. I mean, I don't even know if you're getting a foot long. People usually don't get a foot long hot dog these
right.
days. But I mean, looking at a Costco hot dog, it's
a big hot dog.
Pretty healthy hot dog.
Yeah.
You know that with 150 million of those, you can stretch them end to end.
I'm sure.
Go to Washington, D.C., all the way to L.A. and back and forth and back and forth more than 5 times.
That's incredible.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
That is a lot of hot dogs. Isn't the 4th of July, too, isn't when they have the hot dog eating contest every year?
You are absolutely correct.
Which is
what
just
is
gross.
His name?
Joey Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut.
Yes.
He broke his record, last year, 76 hot dogs.
I can't believe that.
That's not healthy for the body.
And the thing is, too, if you watch it, and it's hard to watch, actually.
It is.
I can't watch it. They dip the buns in water.
Let it slither down.
And they're just shove. Oh, God.
I don't even know how much time it takes.
It's like a minute. They give them a minute.
I don't know if it's a minute. You would not be doing too much chewing, but
oh well, they don't.
Yeah,
I mean
they just swallow that whole.
Ugh.
I don't even want to think about the aftermath in the bathrooms around that because there's a whole bunch of them that get up on stage.
Well, I don't want to talk too much about this because I do want to have a hot dog. it's not going to make me want to have a hot dog. So on your hot dog,
okay,
what are you putting on it?
I'm really very kind of boring.
Are you?
Your basic ketchup, mustard, maybe.
Ooh, ketchup? Really?
Oh, absolutely. Ooh. That's the number one part of it. But I actually, my most favorite, a great chili dog.
Okay.
I love a chili dog.
See, what I like is mustard.
Okay.
Relish.
Yes.
And I really like sauerkraut.
Okay.
Yeah.
You and the good deacon like sauerkraut on
a hot dog. I love sauerkraut on a hot dog. That's really good.
So would you put like a brat? Is that in the hot dog family?
Yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying, but yeah, I do. I do. Think about a brat on a bun. It's real thick. It's hard to
get it into
your
mouth.
Yeah. It's just,
easily.
Yeah. It's a hot dog's a little easier to eat from that regard, but I do like them. Definitely.
Okay.
But yeah, just from a holding and eating standpoint, just a standard hot dog is my favorite. And I'm trying to think if I have a particular hot dog, cause I, like I said, I don't eat them very often. I got to go look and see what's available out
okay.
there. Yeah.
I believe this year at our house, a very nice pork belly will be making its way to the Traeger.
All right.
And we will be eating that up this year. Watermelon for sure. In fact, I was just at Costco earlier in the week.
Yeah.
There are huge, huge bins full of watermelon.
You know me and melon.
Yeah, you don't like your melon very much.
I don't like them. There's only several things I do not like to eat, and I'm not a melon guy.
I will not eat it in a boat.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll have your watermelon. You enjoy the hot dog.
Thank you.
For sure, everyone, put your American flag out. It is our Independence Day on July 4th. That's coming up on Monday. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.